Brilliance Audio.
What Still Burns by L. Grawl. Performed by Merritt Hicks. Chapter 1. Every memory of my family is singed with fire. Since that night when I was 10, I lose a bit more of them each year. The flames lick and burn the face of my dad until his features are gone. What color were his eyes? What about Mom? I can't even remember if her hair was long or short at the time. The remembrances of my siblings faded the quickest. Donnie vanished one morning after a particularly bad dream a few months after I began living with Aunt Beth. I thought that I'd dreamed of Donnie when I realized I couldn't even picture what he looked like anymore. The faces of Amy and Natalie were the next to disappear, but their laughter remained. I wonder what they would have looked like as adults. I wonder what they would have become. Sometimes, I still hear them giggling when I'm on the street walking by a park or on the train. After all this time, the only thing that remains so clearly in my mind is the image of the fire itself. Waking to the glow so sharp and blinding against the dark. Empty pastures stretching behind the house was my first memory of that night. I can still see the wooden eaves collapsing from the touch of the flames. It's only fitting that my story ends the same way it began. My lungs spasm. I should have never come back. That idea replays through my mind on a loop as I drag myself along the ground, my nails cracking from the dirt piling underneath. I cough, the dirt and ashes swirling in front of me. I collapse on the ground, stabbing pain splitting my sides. I burrow into the earth again, gasping, inhaling the toxins. My eyes fill with smoke, and it's hard to tell if I'm moving forward, closer to fresh air, or digging my own grave. Chapter 2. 3 weeks earlier. It didn't take long for Aunt Beth's secrets to reveal themselves after her death. First, it was the bills. Within days of the funeral, the kitchen table was covered in paper with scary bold font and red squares around even more frightening figures. Beth's insurance barely covered a single ibuprofen tablet in the end. But I had no idea how much the hospitals were asking for. Beth had told me she was making payments for the treatment. Looking at this enormous amount overdue, I'm not sure that could be true. But the unpleasant surprise of the bills was just the start. What I found in a forgotten desk drawer was much worse. I had been so reluctant to go back into her room, worried it might trigger another episode. I couldn't remember finding her body. It was one of those rare blank spaces in my memory. One second, I was opening her bedroom door. The next, I was sitting on the curb as paramedics closed the ambulance door. Grief hits me differently after I lost my family the night of the fire when I was a kid. In that, it doesn't ever completely hit me anymore. And that makes it worse. I just feel numb. There's definitely sadness buried within me, waiting to bubble up. But I'm not sure it'll ever fully surface. The desire to unleash what's lying underneath is what causes me to do bad things sometimes. Thankfully, I didn't black out upon entering Beth's room today. Instead, I just discovered the letter. I stared down at the letterhead. Stanley, Carson, and Ridley Law, LLP? That was my father's old law firm before we moved out from San Francisco to the farm. I played with Ridley's kids at the farm's annual picnic at Rodeo Beach. The flower arrangement they'd sent to the funeral for my family back then was the largest. I still can't look at lilies without feeling nauseous. Re Sola Property. My stomach twists. Sola. Aunt Beth and I tried to avoid the topic of that town and the farm for the past few years. Given the way we left after my mental breakdown, she always seemed worried it would trigger another. I scanned the rest of the letter. It has come to our attention that the property taxes on the property...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?